Coming up on this episode of HTNR, we take the time machine back to the 70s and 80s. SVS takes his new Ultra Evolution speakers live. A new sub-$300 subwoofer launches. Bowers & Wilkins unveils its 8th signature series of speakers. We've got a new large flat panel TV launching at the end of April. And of course, we take a look at what's happening in the world of movies and discs. Hey there, how's it going? Welcome to this week's edition of HTNR, that's Home Theater News Review. My name is Todd with the Home Theater Forum at avnirvana.com. You can watch this podcast on our YouTube channel or listen to it on Spotify and iTunes. And of course, if you have a moment, please leave us a review as that helps others find us on the various podcast services. And definitely come hang out in our community over at avnirvana.com. Today is April 1, 2024. Keep your head on a swivel, folks. It's April Fool's Day. And here's my pledge to you, friendly listener. Today's show will be 100% prank free. We're talking straight shooting all the way. You can take that to the bank. Alrighty, time for a quick ride in the time machine, and we have several notable events that took place on this day in history that touch on music, film, TV, and technology. On April 1, 1970, then President Nixon signed into law the banning of cigarette advertising on TV and radio. And now this ban actually didn't go in effect until January 2nd, 1971. You're probably wondering why, and the answer is really simple. Bowl games on New Year's Day. That's right. Broadcasters still wanted to be able to air cigarette commercials during bowl season. That is college football season here in the United States, right at the end where teams play in what we call bowl games. And I guess you'd have to assume that advertising revenue had already been locked down by the network. So they were given a 9-month grace period. And right after that, their ability to have that kind of advertising went away. 6 years later in 1976, and this is probably one of the bigger events to happen in modern human history, Apple was founded as Apple Computer Company to produce and market Steve Wozniak's Apple I personal computer. The company was later incorporated by Wozniak and Steve Jobs in 1977. And if you were alive in the late 1970s, you probably remember the Apple II personal computer, which became one of the first mass-produced microcomputers. It had, catch this, 4 kilobytes of RAM, an audio cassette interface for storage, and the basic programming language built into its ROMs. And now in my household, where I grew up, we did not have the Apple II in our house. Instead, we had a really great machine. It was an Atari 800 personal computer, which I believe that was probably launched in maybe 1978, 1979, somewhere in there. It also had a cassette drive that we could store programs on. It had a floppy drive and also these cartridges that you could plug into the middle of the computer. And I'm pretty sure that my parents probably brought that into our house for educational purposes, but my brother Ken, somehow he gained access to floppy disks that were just loaded with bootlegged games, and we of course quickly made copies of those. We're talking about games like Miner 2049er, Qbert, Archon, the original Castle Wolfenstein, one of my favorites, a game called Mule. And boy, that computer got a serious workout in our house. And I can pretty much confidently assure you it had nothing to do with education. Sticking in the 1970s on this day, in 1978, The Bob Newhart Show, that was a popular sitcom here in the United States that aired for the final time on CBS. And in 1984, Motown singer Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his own father after an altercation. Now, apparently, Marvin Gaye was struggling with financial issues and depression and drug abuse. And according to Frankie Gaye, his brother, who held the legendary singer during his final moments alive, he wrote that Gaye's last words were, and I quote, "I got what I wanted. I couldn't do it myself, so I made him do it." That is a truly tragic ending to a voice that has brought so much happiness to fans around the world. All right, we are back to the here and now. Let's dig into the biggest stories in the world of home theater, headlined by SBS opening orders for its new Ultra Evolution speaker line. These speakers were first announced several months ago, and they now stand officially as SBS's flagship series. There are seven models in all, including three floor-standing speakers, two bookshelf speakers, a three-way center channel, and a height effects surround speaker. Now, this is different than what we've seen in the past from SVS, particularly when it comes to their flagship line of speakers. The discontinued Ultra line had a single tower model, a bookshelf model, and the on-wall surround model, and that was it. Now we're entering a place where there are variations on the most expensive version, the Ultra Evolution Pinnacle, and that is a speaker that sells for $5,000 per pair. And we've seen this kind of tactic before, very reminiscent of Golden Ear's Triton lineup, and in my opinion, this is a great thing. It gives audio fans flexibility when it comes to budget and size. So if you want to buy into the flagship series and $5,000 is pushing your comfort level just a little bit, or maybe you need a speaker that's a little smaller, well, you can dial things back and still gain access to the Sonic Signature SVS has crafted for the line. Now, once again, SVS is reaching for a version of an aluminum dome tweeter. This one's a little different than what was on the Ultra series, but still aluminum dome. There's a little part of me that would have liked to have seen them explore ribbon or AMT tweeters. But I do have to say, after thinking about this for a while, I love the fact that current SVS owners can mix and match the new speakers with both Prime and Ultra speakers without having to worry about the Sonic Signatures misaligning too much. And I say that, but if you're considering the Ultra Evolution for the front end of your room, I personally would go ahead and upgrade all three speakers in the front of your room just to make sure the mid and high frequencies seamlessly blend. And that is super important for that front soundstage. Head over to our forums homepage. We have an article up talking about some of the speakers' other design elements, including the acoustically centered time-aligned cabinet that gives most of the models in the new line that curved kind of Focal Content Number 2 look. We also have links over to the various new models, including links to the older Ultra Towers and bookshelf speakers that are being sold at seriously low closeout prices. Right now, folks, if you want to get access to some really, really good speakers and you don't want to pay the premium, go check out those speakers. We have links right in that article on our homepage. Now, in terms of what's available now in the new Ultra Evolution line, SVS says that finish options will initially be limited, but that all models will soon be available in piano gloss black and white, and that really nice premium black oak wood veneer finish that I think is perfect for blackout home theater room environments. The Ultra Evolution Nano and Ultra Evolution Tower models will ship later in quarter two. Sticking with the theme of new speakers, Bowers & Wilkins has spruced up its 700 series loudspeakers with the 702 S3 Signature line. Now, last year, I had a chance to visit Bowers & Wilkins out in Carlsbad, California for a media launch event for their new 800 series Signature speaker line. So I have a pretty decent idea of the insane levels of detail they commit to their Signature releases. And this is only the eighth time in 33 years since they started making Signature lines of speakers that the company has given a speaker the Signature treatment. So it's a rarity. And when you think of the notion of attention to detail and craftsmanship, folks, Bowers & Wilkins takes that, and it's already at a very high level for them, and they just blow it up into an entirely new stratosphere, from every screw right down to the exquisite finish on these speakers. Oh, it's just, they are so wonderful. We're just talking about next level gorgeous. We did release an 800 signature video from that launch event last year. So if you want to get an up close look at some of the ins and outs of what they did to that speaker, go over to our YouTube channel and give that a watch. Now, for the 702 S3 signature speakers, buyers are going to gain access to upgraded capacitors and revised inductors in the crossover. There's also trickle-down technology when it comes to some things like the tweeter cover. And the finishes on these speakers are unique to the release. We're also seeing the introduction of a horizontal center channel that allows the 702 S3 to be used in a home theater or media room setting, which is a really nice little twist to the line. Pricing, of course, isn't cheap. We're looking in the realm of $9,000 per pair for the tower models, $4,500 per pair for the stand mount model, and $3,000 for the center channel. We've got all the details over on avnirvana.com. RSL Speakers has launched a new subwoofer that lands on the exact opposite end of the affordability spectrum. Priced at just $299, the new Speedwoofer 10E is one of three new Speedwoofer offerings, topped by the $449 10S Mark II and the $799 12S subwoofers. So what you're getting is a 10-inch woofer, a 300-watt Class D amp, and a highly manageable ported cabinet that's basically 15 inches cubed, and it's weighing about 40 pounds. So easy to place, easy to move around. RSL says the woofer has a stamped steel basket, which is different than the 10S Mark II's cast frame, and the speaker doesn't carry speaker-level inputs, low-level outputs, or a built-in wireless receiver. So we can see where RSL is shaving off bill of materials to take the 10S Mark II down to another price level. You lose some connectivity, though you're likely not going to need it. And if you want that wireless connectivity, they're offering their wireless connection kit for just $80 at checkout. It's normally $100. And the amp section is slightly less powerful. And I believe you also lose a flared rear port. But at the same time, you're gaining a sub that only costs $300 and it can hit down below 30 hertz. I think it's spec to go down to around 26 hertz, which is plenty to give you a decent taste of bass with music and movies. You know, we're going to have to wait for reviewers to get their hands on these to see what this sub is capable of. But I think this sounds like it's going to be a great option for a small room, possibly if you corner loaded a medium-sized room in your home. The 10E is shipping now. And our last bit of news comes out of Vizio. The last time we checked in on Vizio, the company was being acquired by Walmart. And now we're seeing a new entry-level model. It's an 86-inch 4K LCD TV with an IPS LCD panel. Now, you might remember from last week, we talked about IPS or in-plane switching panels versus VA or vertical alignment panels. Just as a little refresher, IPS gives you better off-axis performance, where viewing angles from the sides result in a more accurate picture. So you're going to get better contrast and color when you're looking kind of off to the side toward the TV, which is great if you have a big room and you have a lot of seating that goes around to the sides. Now, if you're sitting dead on, the VA panel is going to give you a better experience because you're going to get better contrast. Of course, that means deeper blacks and better performance when the lights go off. The pricing for this new TV is landing at just $999, which sounds, quite frankly, almost unbelievable for an 86-inch TV. You know, you're going to have to give up something when you're getting a TV at that cost. And this is what's happening here. Operationally speaking, you're basically getting a TV that is going to cater to watching television. If you're a gamer, the TV only operates in 60 hertz in 4K. If you want 120 frames per second, you're going to have to sacrifice resolution because the TV will shift into standard HD or 1080p when going to up to 120 hertz. Also, the backlighting isn't deployed in a way where there are local dimming zones. So that means it will take another hit on contrast performance. But look, I mean, you're giving up those things to get size. So if size is ultimately what you're going for, it's hard to beat $999. But, you know, I also kind of look at this as, well, you're sitting at $1,000. There are probably going to be some deals coming up on OLED TVs in that 65-inch range that are going to be landing pretty close to 1K. Me personally, I would go for the better picture quality, but I know size is a big factor for a lot of folks. So there you have it, $999 from Vizio coming at the end of April. You'll be able to pick it up in stores. Shifting gears to movie reviews and AV Nirvana's disc critic Michael Scott. He published three new reviews over the last week. If you head over to the forum's homepage, you'll find links to all three on the left-hand side of the screen. Just click on the cover art and it will take you over to the review. The star of this batch of reviews is Wednesday, the complete first season. Now, Mike does a great job of dissecting this release, not only tackling the storyline, but also speaking to its limitations as a Blu-ray only release, which is interesting because Wednesday was streamed in 4K. So definitely go see what Mike has to say about the AV qualities of the disc before you buy. He also reviewed 4K versions of Child's Play, which is the eighth installment in the world of Chucky, and the 2013 remake of the horror film Carrie. On to recent disc sales numbers for the week ending March 23rd, and DVDs accounted for basically 60% of sales, with 4K discs grabbing 15.5% of the pie. So DVDs gained about 10% from the week prior, where we saw a bit of a bump in the 4K category from what I think were several big releases that week, and maybe things are kind of coming back to reality a little bit here. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom remains the number one selling disc, with Blu-ray accounting for 56% of that title. Number two is Disney's Wish, followed by Wonka, Migration, and our good old friend Oppenheimer, still hanging in there at number five. Last week, we found The Abyss, True Lies, and Aliens landing at numbers 12, 13, and 14 on the overall sales chart. This week, Aliens jumped to number 6, True Lies, that fell down to number 9, and The Abyss snuck into the top 10 right at number 10, and those three titles are now occupying the top 3 slots for best-selling 4K discs, obviously in that order, Aliens, True Lies, and The Abyss. As for streaming, and this data comes from JustWatch.com, which says it has access to 40 million viewers worldwide, Roadhouse continues to hold the top spot. Number two is Anatomy of a Fall. Number three is Poor Things. And the top five is rounded out by Ghostbusters Afterlife and The Passion of the Christ. And the number one streaming TV show is currently Three Body Problem, a sci-fi based on a book. And now this is a Netflix exclusive series. And I like the synopsis written by Keith Langston over on JustWatch.com. And they say he's an official Just Watch writer. And I'm not sure if that means he's employed by JustWatch.com or if he's a verified fan that writes reviews that are posted on the site. But let me just read what he has to say. I thought this was really intelligently worded. Based on the periodical-turned-novel of the same name, Three Body Problem creates a deeply profound story about humankind's first contact with aliens. But it's nothing like the typical first contact stories you're used to. If you love emotionally evoking science fiction like Arrival, which, by the way, I happen to really like, or a gripping, mind-bending story like Ex Machina, which I absolutely loved, and that's me speaking, not him. Three Body Problem is a must watch. Plus, the series is made by Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, and has all the makings to be streaming's next bingeable obsession. And I loved, absolutely loved Game of Thrones, so I've got to go check this out. I usually don't watch things like this, but this is going to have to fit somehow into my limited watching schedule that I have. Okay, for you Kaleidoscape owners out there, Stop Making Sense is now available for purchase and download in 4K. It's a documentary of a Talking Heads concert originally released in 1984. It was originally released on Blu-ray in 2009 and has gotten 4K refresh, compliments of A24. Keyscape owners have access to it a month before it lands on 4K UHD disc. And Godzilla x Kong, The New Empire is up for pre-order. Now, this movie just opened in theaters and it made $80 million over Easter weekend, which crushes the $31 million that Godzilla vs. Kong made on its opening weekend just a few years ago. So that might be one worth checking out. I have not seen a digital release date for the film, so it's hard to predict when it's going to hit streaming and Keyscape systems. But if you pre-order it, Keyscape downloads nearly the entire film onto your server, and then the last remaining bit is transferred at 3 a.m. Pacific time on launch day, and you can watch it right then and there. So it happens really fast. And if you're bargain hunting, Keyscape has Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on sale in 4K for $14.99, and you can buy a bundled package of all three Guardians of the Galaxy movies in 4K for just $34.99. Now for disc deals of the week, and I am loving these three discs. Two are all-time favorites of mine. We're talking top 10 desert island flicks, and what makes these titles unique is that they've already had 4K releases, a lot like Cloverfield, which we highlighted last week, and they're getting a new release in a multi-format pack that has three discs. That's 4K, Blu-ray, DVD, along with a digital code, so you're basically getting it in four different ways. All three are up for pre-order on Amazon for just $10.99. The catch is you have to wait until mid-May for their release. Now, one of these films is called The Lost City. And I have to admit, I've never seen this one. It stars Tatum Channing and Sandra Bullock. If you've watched it, let me know what you think and whether or not I should head down the path of acquiring it and watching it or just avoiding it altogether. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. The other two flicks, though, these are, in my opinion, world beaters. We've got The Hunt for Red October, which I've watched dozens upon dozens upon dozens of times. It is a stone cold classic. And Interstellar, another top tier film. And in my opinion, that is Christopher Nolan's best release to date. Anyhow, all three can be had in 4K with three other formats included just for $10.99 a pop. And if you want to support our site, I've dropped links in the description and show notes. And for our featured gear deal of the week, we have Polk Audio's Magnify Max AX7.1 channel soundbar, which is on sale right now for $599. That's $200 off its regular price of $799. I just reviewed this soundbar. You can find that review over on avnirvana.com. And I actually have one installed right up in my living room. It's really fantastic. It's easy to set up. It seamlessly integrates. It's easy to use once it's integrated. It sounds really good and has a decent performing 10-inch wireless sub. I think at $599, this thing is a total steal. I'll drop a link to that review right down in the description and show notes. And look, if you're looking for better audio with your TV and you don't want something that's going to take up a lot of room, this guy is going to get it done for you. So definitely go over and check out that review. And my friends, that's a wrap for the week beginning April 1, 2024. Please be kind to each other out there, and I'll see you on the forum at avnirvana.com.